O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Okay, let's unpack this. Ecuador's already punched their ticket to the 2026 World Cup. Solid achievement, right?
Absolutely. Job done, you'd think.
But then they have this 0-0 draw against Paraguay. Pretty standard qualifier result on the face of it.
Mm.
Yet their coach, Sebastian Bekashechi, seemed genuinely annoyed. Molesto was the word used when people started asking questions, criticizing.
Yeah, that's the intriguing part, isn't it? Why the strong reaction when the main goal is already met?
Exactly. So today we're going to dig into that. We'll look at the game itself, then Bekashechi's whole defense, his pride in the team's structure.
And we can't ignore that goalless streak either. It adds a whole other layer.
Right. What does it all really signal for Ecuador as they look towards the World Cup? So first up, that match in Asuncion, 0-0. Now, we've said it, but it's worth stressing for you listening. Ecuador was already qualified.
Yeah, the pressure was technically off in that sense.
And funny enough, this draw actually helped Paraguay lock down their own spot, too. So, you know, kind of a result that worked for both sides in the end.
Well, Bekashechi saw it as a complex game. He talked about Paraguay's intensity, their very direct style of play, lots of pressure.
And did the action on the pitch back that up?
I'd say so. Look, Paraguay definitely had the clearer chances. They hit the crossbar that remate El Travesaño, and their keeper, Hernan Galindez, had to make two really good saves.
Okay.
Ecuador's big chance. It was Kendry Páez, the young talent, had a one-on-one, a mano-a-mano, but he missed it.
Oh.
So you can see why Bekashechi might feel, look, we went there, faced that pressure, didn't lose, got a point away from home. That's not nothing.
Right. But even so, when the media brought up concerns about maybe the performance level or the lack of goals, perhaps,
yeah,
he pushed back hard.
Oh, absolutely. He basically said, and this is a direct quote, "Yo, la verdad, no la siento. Siento alegrías."
Which means?
Honestly, I don't feel these concerns. I feel joy. It's quite a statement. Very firm.
Joy. Okay. Is that just bravado or is there something more behind it?
Well, I think you have to connect it to his whole approach, his philosophy since taking over.
Yeah.
It's not just about this one draw.
Go on.
He's building this case point by point. He stressed that his team competed. He highlighted that they're the team that lost the fewest games, El que menos perdió, and conceded the fewest goals, El que menos goles recibió, throughout the qualifiers.
So defense first, strong foundation.
Precisely. And he framed getting a point in Paraguay as historic, because apparently Ecuador had never managed that away from home in qualifiers before.
Okay, that's a fair point. Context matters.
And he backed it up with stats. You know, he said their away points percentage jumped from like 25% before him to over 45% in just 6 away games under his belt.
That's a significant improvement.
It is. Plus, he mentioned bringing in new blood, 11 players, debuted in 11 games. And he even had reasons for missing players like Caicedo being injured, Blada being benched.
It suggests tactical thinking, adaptation.
So from his perspective, he's overseeing a successful project, hitting key metrics, building resilience. The joy makes sense in that context. Exactly. He sees progress, results, defensive solidity, historical markers. Why wouldn't he feel joy and push back against negativity?
Okay, that makes sense. He's built a tough team to beat. But, and here's the big but for you to think about. This 0-0 draw, it was Ecuador's 4th straight game without scoring a single goal under Bekashechi. 4 goalless draws in a row.
Right. That's the other side of the coin.
The last time they actually scored was way back on March 21st, 2025, in a 2-1 win over Venezuela. That's quite a drought.
It absolutely is. And that raises a really important question, doesn't it?
Which is?
How do you balance this? You've got a coach clearly proud, probably rightly so, of making his team incredibly hard to beat rarely conceding, rarely losing, defensive mastery almost.
Yeah.
But they can't seem to buy a goal right now. How long can that go on? Especially thinking ahead.
Ecuador's sitting pretty in fourth place, 26 points. That's comfortable. But they've got Argentina coming up next in Guayaquil. That's a huge test.
It really is. You've achieved qualification, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But does this lack of offensive spark start to, I don't know, creep in? Does it affect confidence in front of goal when it really matters, like at the World Cup?
So here's something for you, the listener, to chew on. If your team has already locked up that World Cup spot, what becomes the priority then? Is it just keep grinding out results, stay solid, don't concede, maintain that impenetrable defense?
Or should the focus shift towards developing a more potent attack, getting those goals flowing again, maybe taking a few more risks, trying to build that cutting edge you'll definitely need against the world's best?
Yeah, which path do you take?
And maybe the bigger question is, in today's international game, what really spells success leading into a World Cup? Is it enough to be defensively brilliant and just get results, even 0-0 draws? Mm-hmm. Or do you need that balanced attack, that ability to consistently score, to have a real shot at contending on the biggest stage? How do you define success for Ecuador right now?
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.